We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our friend, Dr. Sandra Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper on the hotline right now, finally gets her TV show, debuts July 11th on TLC.
Well, you knew it was coming. I knew it, and I knew she couldn't talk about it, but it had to happen. You can't get millions and millions and millions of hits on these videos of her cutting out lipomas and cysts and popping pimples, and people are, it's orgasmic, the joy that people get from this. You either are in or you are out on this one.
Our next guest is a board-certified dermatologist who specializes in general cosmetic dermatology in Southern California. She has become a global YouTube and social media sensation, amassing 2.7 million followers on Instagram and 3.8 million subscribers on YouTube. And now, on July 11th, you can see the debut of her TLC series, Dr. Pimple Popper. Please welcome Dr. Sandra Lee.
Soon-to-be television celebrity, Dr. Sandra Lee.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so crazy. Thank you. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm all right.
This is going to be
crazy right now, but all right. A lot of stuff is going on.
This is going to be, careful what you ask for, because you are not going to be able to leave your house, walk down the street without someone going, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Don't say that. I'm scared of that. That's what I'm scared of.
It is. It'll be great. I think this will be a huge hit. And you're either in or you're out. There are no middle of the road popaholics.
True, I think you're absolutely right. But interesting thing is, I think a lot of people didn't realize that they're in, but they're in once they watch it.
Yeah. Oh, listen. T loves it. I'll get sucked into it. There's a point where even I'm like, okay, at some point I'm gonna have to eat today, so I'm out. But
you know what's interesting about this show that's coming on is I do think it's going to be something that more people are going to like. I mean, there definitely are some of the biggest pops that I've ever seen in my life, and I've ever been a part of in my life. But they're not going to be so emphasized. You know, the story is more what it's all about. You know, the people. So it's really like a feel good sort of thing. You know, when you follow these people and you see how it's changed their life.
Sure.
It really is. Yeah, and it's really kind of made me feel like, oh my gosh, it's really been interesting for me because I was a little hesitant about this. I didn't know what this was going to bring because it was different. I don't want to have control over it, you know. And I realized that I actually didn't realize how much I affected people's lives in a positive way.
No,
it's really nice for me to see, you know.
Look, they can put it together a couple different ways. You know, you can make it just the big gross pop fest, or you can show that look, people are afraid to go to doctors, people don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about earlier, at the size of a russet potato on their back, and they carry it around for years and decades, and it's crazy. To us, we go, man, I'd go to the doctor. But for some reason, people, yeah. A, don't want bad news. They're afraid of the doctor. They pretend it's going to denial. And listen, I mean, I'm sure most of the time it's just, you know, a cyst, a lipoma.
Yes.
But, man, if it's cancer, a tumor, if it's skin cancer, that's something you got to get in front of.
Well, in this case, I mean, we're seeing cysts and lipomas the size of bowling balls or softballs. So it does affect their life. Even though it's not, like, maybe technically threatening their life, it is deeply affecting their lives.
What are they saying to you? Because of course you have to ask them, why would you not get this treated? I mean, what's their reasoning behind never getting it dealt with?
I mean, that's probably the question that I see the most, you know, on my social media, or people just asking that. And, you know, there are multiple reasons that happened, you know, and I understand it, though. And I think it's proof that you know, this is not just something that happens randomly, that we see so many people that actually have such big bumps that come to me at some point here. It's just because, you know, there's multiple things. You know, you could be fearful of doctors, certainly, but you could also not have insurance or not have the money to pay for something. And, you know, you have seen doctors, and they've reassured you and said, don't worry about this. Don't get it removed. Nothing you have to deal with. And then all of a sudden, you wake up and it's, 10 times the size, and then you're going, okay, well, now I really do need to get rid of this, but, you know.
Well, most of the times, they don't hurt, right?
A lot more money.
Yeah, yeah, most times they don't hurt. So I was actually at my doctor, Dr. Ottinger, and God rest him. I was in there for something completely different. He goes, hey, man, that little thing on your neck, and we used to lovingly call it Lemmy, after Lemmy Kilmister, and he goes, man, I never get to do anything fun. Can I pull that off there today? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So pretty soon, man, he's got a scalpel out. He's popping it out. He's stitching me up. He literally did it because he was bored at work.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I was like,
otherwise.
Yeah, I'd still have it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, imagine if Lenny was like 10 times the size, too. Like, you know, if he's busy at work, he still doesn't have time to do that.
My doctor pulled a piece of a shard of metal out of a friend of mine's arm that he got in a car accident like 15 years ago. How often do you see that?
That would be cool to see. I think I would like doing that. Yeah. No, I don't think that happens too often. I don't think somebody walks around too often with a shard of metal in their arm for that long.
It was a decent, I mean, when I say splinter, it was not like toothpick size, but it was enough that it had grown around and created a little weird pocket around it, and they popped that whole thing out.
Did you get to watch it?
No, he just told me about it afterwards, and I saw the scar. Right. So no, but I did the other night manage to gash my hand open for 12 stitches between my pinky, just about got my radial nerve, and I'm getting stitches, the girl I'm seeing literally is hanging over the doctor's shoulder at 11:30 at night, watching him, enthralled with watching him jab that needle through my skin.
And were you watching too?
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Like, you sound so educated about all this stuff now.
I was a paramedic before radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, got it. And that's actually interesting because I think a lot of paramedics, a lot of people like in the medical field like that, like nurses and things, they all really in particular like this kind of stuff. It kind of relaxes you too to watch it. Even though you might see this craziness in your job, it's kind of nice to watch it, I guess, because you don't have to deal with the stress of it.
Right. Well, and popping pimples. Nobody lives or dies for that, but you are helping people. So that's much better. And I would come in here. I've told you before, Moose was on overnights. 6'5", 300-pound, giant Iowa farm boy, broad-shouldered. Moot T, who's 200 pounds, is on his back with a pair of needle-nose pliers and a cloth, and he's literally popping blackheads and zits on his back. And it's just the most weird, homoerotic, odd rodeo you've ever walked in on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds crazy. get him a better instrument, please.
I know. You can't teach these guys anything. I mean, you know. They were all fed lead paint as children. It's Dr. Pimple Popper, I want to see. And I called this 2 years ago. I knew for sure you were going to end up with this. July 11th, it's a Wednesday debut. Dr. Pimple Popper, 9 o'clock, Kansas City time on TLC. Huge network. I mean, this is going to be strong. You're beautiful. You do it well. You know how to connect with people. I'm telling you, this is going to work.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I mean, I'm not really looking for it or asking for it, but it's like kind of, I can't believe this. I mean, what is this? This is popping pimples. It started 3 years ago. What's going on here? It's crazy when I think about it.
Well, I think you're going to be amazed. And I don't know how much you've worked with any kind of a reality show, but I watched my friends Mike Ballard and Jesse Dupree with the Full Throttle Saloon Show go from, and Jesse had sold millions of records worldwide, toured this world over and over again. And that's huge. But a reality show, I remember going through Nashville and us walking down a side street, and he couldn't go 6 feet from 8 to 80.
No way.
So I'm telling you, get ready for this. They're all people are very excited, but they feel like they really know you when it's something like this.
Yeah, I know. And you know, at least it's for a good thing. I hope there's not going to be too much, you know, like craziness that I hope people don't get mad at me. You know what I mean? At least it's all good stuff, you know? Yes, all good stuff, at least.
I think it's going to be
more
of what you already know. Like when you're walking on the street and somebody, you're eating dinner and they're like, hey, take a look at this. And they pull their shirt up.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yes, that happens all the time. Yes, thank you. Oh my God, I'm scared though.
I know. You're going to be great.
You're going to be my bodyguard.
You will be just great, Dr. Sandra Lee. And I hope to the moon for you. I hope it's a huge success.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. We've been working hard on it. We're not really quite finished filming. We're about two-thirds of the way. And it's just the cases are like, I don't know how they find them. They're amazing. So amazing people and amazing stories. So, you know, it's actually more than like just pimple popping. It's really a thing that I do as a dermatologist. And you'll just, I think people will be fascinated to see what kinds of skin conditions are out there in general, too, and like what kinds of, and how we can help these people. And to not treat people like that have some kind of strange growth on them as somebody that, you know, is somebody like a lesser human or something, you know?
Well, unless it's a good friend, and then it's a nonstop mockery.
Right.
Yes. Oh, are you kidding me? Bob, my buddy, we ride motorcycles together all over this country. We're getting ready to go to Nova Scotia and back. And son, in the summertime, will bust out his psoriasis. And so, I mean, it's a nonstop leopard joke. It is just...
Oh, yeah, but at least you're out in the sun and he's going to get a little... I mean, he'll probably get a little bit better. You know, you just got to grow a cyst or something and take the motorcycle and come out between me in California.
Listen, I had one ticket off my head we called the horn that was on the left side as well. So...
Those are fun, Tyler
cysts. Oh, that's exactly what it was. I'll never forget. He held it over. I was leaned back. He was behind me, and he pulled it out with the tweezers, and he held it over my face. He goes, "What do you think of that?" I go, "I think if you drop it in my mouth, that's going to be the grossest thing that's ever happened to me." Yeah.
Rod, you grow a garden of stuff. You're like a dermatologist's dream, aren't you?
Well, I work with some very pimply, disgusting humans. No kidding, Doc. Right now, on T, there's no less than 10 or 11 ingrown hairs on his neck and face.
Well, I mean, I bet he's bringing you joy at the same time because he has those. And if you're a popaholic, you know.
I'm not doing it.
You know what I mean?
There's a whole other reason I don't touch his fluids.
Oh, okay.
Tell me this, and this is something I read. I was trying to give him some off-air advice today, and I'll let you go. But sure. I go, dude, I think if you take your razor and you keep it really cold, you rinse it in the coldest possible water, they used to say that would help with those ingrown hairs a little bit.
Well, because I think cold causes a little bit of shrinkage, you know, like a little tightening of your pores.
Mm-hmm.
So that can cause you to probably the hairs to kind of, like maybe be a little bit more extended so you can kind of get a closer shave potentially. That's what I would think about it. You know what I mean? When you have a little bit of, but the important thing is to prevent ingrown hairs is actually not to cut your hair too short. It's the fact is that what happens is if you like were to wax or pluck your hair and you're pulling it out at the root, then there's some hair that has to grow like underneath your skin before it kind of comes to the surface. And that's when it has a chance to kind of curl under and become ingrown. So if you actually truly want to prevent ingrown hairs, you want to not really trim your hair very short. Try to, you know, trim it to the surface of the skin, but not below.
So or get the root pulled completely.
Well, no, if you get the root pulled, it's going to start out and grow underneath. So it's going to grow and get caught. You want to try to avoid that if you can, but not everybody can do that because some people want a really close shave or you know, not have any hair there. So.
What about the total hair removal? Can't they kill the root?
Absolutely. Laser hair removal and things like that are great, but, you know, laser hair removal only works on dark hair. If you have blonde hair or light hair or that your hair is the same color as your skin color, you really can't be that successful with laser hair.
Oh, because the spectrum's wrong.
Well, yeah, because it's targeting, it doesn't know it's hair. It's targeting color.
Right.
So the best person is someone who has dark hair and really white skin.
We're learning today. We're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, you see?
All right, Dr.
That's all these videos are full of.
You are the best. Dr. Sandra Lee, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Anytime. Just stay right there, Doc.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.